Well, we are back, ready for the fourth quarter. All right, fourth quarter begins. Haynes with the ball. Pass inside to Mr. Larson, gets knocked away into the hands of Armstrong. He's going to take it down, take no time putting that up for a right-handed layup. And Rangel's going to close that gap to 2 points, but Cowlick's got the ball. She's going to bring it down, try to do the same. Gets blocked a little bit, gets it out to Larson. Larson picks up for a long two. That shot is no good. And it's Allen with the rebound. So Haynes still holding on to their lead that they've had since the second quarter. But 2 points now is the lead. And Allen picks up for a long two. That shot is no good. And on the rebound, it's going to be held up. They're going to call a jump ball. And Haynes looking to make a substitution. Howard's going to take a seat on the bench. And Autumn Gross coming back into the game. Rangel with the ball. Allen inbounds it to Jensen. Jensen now back in the game after that ankle injury in the third quarter. She loses that ball, and she and Gross are going to both get some hands on it. They're going to call it a jump ball, this time on offensive possession. It'll go over to the Haynes team. 7:21 left in the game. Just an update on fouls. 19 fouls for Haynes in this second half, and 14 fouls for Rangel. Rangel still putting on the full court press on that inbound. And Decker, during a sliding jump at it, gets knocked to the ground, and that ball goes out of bounds on her. Larson going to inbound, gets it into Gross. Gross purely has that ball. Nobody's going to go after it. So she's going to bring it down to the other end. Looks to bounce inside to Vanow, and it gets knocked out of bounds off of Vanow's foot. So it will be Rangel's ball. And it looks like Bradford coming back into the game now. Vanow taking a seat on the bench. So Haynes now with three players in the game with three fouls each, Bradford, Swinton, and Gross. But we are securely in the fourth quarter, so definitely a good decision to let those starters play, even with three fouls. Rangel with the ball. They get it into Forrest, finds her sweet spot in the paint, and she picks it up for two, and that ties the score, 41-41. 6:45 left in the game, and Bradford takes a trip and lands pretty hard on her knees. She's going to sit there for just a minute. Teammates and Rangel players checking on her. I think she tripped. There was a push foul on Autumn Gross, but pushed another player into her, and she ended up on her knees. Coach Brittenham now out on the court checking on her. She's still kind of on hands and knees. Might have gotten a little bit of the wind knocked out of her, but he's definitely checking on her, seeing how she's doing. So what happened? So they called a push foul on Autumn Gross. When she pushed one of the other player then knocked into Brittany Bradford, and that caused her to trip and fall. That's where that play came from. She's still kind of hanging out there. Both teams now on their own sidelines talking to coaches, assistant coaches. And right now we just got the three officials, Bradford and Coach Brittenham. But he's helping her up now on her hands. Helping her up on her feet. Everybody giving her a hand as she walks off. And she is walking off the court on her own. So we hope everything is okay there. Not quite sure. It looks like maybe she just got the wind knocked out of her, but she definitely came down a little hard on her knees. So, but as she's walking off, doesn't look like she's limping. So hopefully she's okay. Again, last thing we want is any injuries. They are putting an ice pack on the, looks like her left knee. And holding her side a little bit, so she may have hit something. But yeah, I think looks like she's just trying to catch her breath. So hoping that Brad is okay. Rangel's going to start with the ball, 6:37 left in the game. They're going to cross-court that to Armstrong, who's going to drive in. Gets it out to Allen and over to Decker. Back to Allen and Jensen up at the top of the key now. Bobbles the ball a little bit, but comes inside, puts up for two. Shot is no good. Gets it to Flores. Flores puts up for two. Her shot is no good. Decker puts up for two. Shot is no good. And on that rebound, it's going to get tossed around quite a bit. And they're going to call a jump ball on that. It'll be Rangel's ball this time. So three players for Rangel trying to set up shots. Looks like a substitution for Haynes. And Craig are going to take a seat on the bench. And Howard coming in for her. Zanow, of course, being the player that came in for Bradford. Rangel now with the ball. Decker's going to put up for a long two, and that shot is good. Is Rangel their first lead since the second quarter, 43-41. And Swinton going to come down and immediately go for a left-handed layup. She's going to be fouled. And it's going to be a reach on Flores. That's going to be her third foul. That sends Swinton to the line. Swinton with 12 points tonight. That gives Rangel 5 team fouls. Still not in a bonus situation, but she was in the active shooting, so she'll get 2 free throws. First one is going to be no good. Bounces off the back of the rim. Gets the ball, spins it a little bit, puts it up in the air. This one's going to bounce off the front of the rim, and it's going to be Armstrong with the rebound. For Rangel, 6 minutes left in this game. Armstrong over to Allen. Allen bounces it out. Sends it to Armstrong. He's going to take a few steps back from the top of the key. Jensen comes over. Going to set up a screen to let Armstrong go right over into the far corner. Bounces it back out. And looks like a pass intended for Jensen, but she's going to get fouled. A little bit of hand. They're going to call a reach on Larson. That's her first foul of the game. And that makes 10 fouls now for Haynes. That's going to put Rangel in the double bonus for the last 5 minutes and 41 seconds. Armstrong's first free throw attempt is good. 44 out of 41. I'm sorry, 44 to 41 is the score. Rangel with a 3-point lead. Second free throw attempt is no good. But Armstrong's going to run in, get her own rebound. Put up for 2. The shot's no good. And on the rebound, that is going to be, looks like a jump ball. And on alternating session, it's going to be Haynes' ball this time. Rangel still putting on the full court press, but they pass it in to Swinton, who's immediately going to go down the sideline and go for a left-handed layup. Bounces off the side of the backboard. And Jefferson's going to get that rebound, get it over to Jensen. They're going to bring it down. And going to pass back to Jensen over her head, and it goes off of Larson's fingertips. But it ends up back in the hands of Decker. And Flores goes in for the shot. She is fouled. And that's going to be on Gross. They're going to call that a blocking foul. And that's her fifth foul, so that's going to have her fouling out for tonight. Looks like they're waiting to decide if they're going to go ahead and sub in before the free throws. So it looks like Krager's going to come in for Gross. And Gross getting a little bit of applause from the crowd as she fouls out. But Flores at the line. Flores with 7 points tonight. And her first free throw attempt is no good. But shooting foul and double bonus means she's going to get 2 shots, and her second shot is good. And so the score is going to be 45-41 in favor of the Rangel Wolves. 5:10 left in this game. Swinton with the ball up the top of the key. Rangel putting on a lot of pressure. Swinton going to come in from the right-hand side this time. Shot is no good. Rebound to Krager. And there's going to be a foul on that. And that's going to be on Jensen. I'm going to call that a push. That's going to be her fourth foul. And that's going to be 16 fouls for Rangel. Still not in the double bonus, but Craig was shooting, so she's going to get to go to the line for 2. And her first free throw attempt is no good. Gets the ball, gives it 2 hard bounces, puts up for 2. But they're going to say she jumped across the line, so that free throw that she actually made is not going to count. Her foot was across the line, so you got to be careful with those to lose a point when you're so close. So, Rangel with the ball. Jensen up the top of the key, gets it over to Decker. Decker goes inside to Armstrong, who passes inside to Flores. It's almost knocked away. Flores keeps that ball and is able to get it out to Jensen, who drives it around. gets it over to Armstrong, puts up for a long two. Shot's going to bounce off the rim, no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to be Rangel's ball. Rangel's going to inbound from their own baseline. Allen has that ball. Inbounds to Flores. Haynes putting on a lot of pressure right there, so took her a little bit to get that ball in. They're going to get it out to Decker. Nicely done defense by the Haynes ladies right there. Cross court that, they're going to send it to Flores. Goes over her hands, head, but she keeps that ball. And manages to get it back. They get it over to Decker. Decker puts up for long two. No good. And it's going to be Cowart with the rebound. And she's going to get it over to Zanow. Zanow brings, I'm sorry, Traeger. Traeger gets it across the half-court line. Brings it in on the baseline. Puts up for two. Shot no good. Cowart with the rebound. And there's going to be a reach foul called. And that's going to send, that's going to be on Armstrong. Her second foul of the game. Makes 17 fouls now for Rangel. So that's going to put Haynes in the bonus for the last 3 minutes, 58 seconds of this game. Rangel being in the double bonus. And Cowart now going to the line. She'll get, not sure if they were calling that in the act of shooting. I think they were, so she'll get 2 shots. No, I think actually they just called it, it's a ground foul. So being in the bonus, she gets a 1-1. First shot is no good, and it's going to be Flores with the rebound. For Rangel, gets it over to Decker. Decker at the top of the key, gets it over left to Jensen. Jensen drives back around. She's trying to come in from the right, loses that ball, but manages to pass it out, and they pass it back to her. She puts up the 2, a little right-hand layup, and that shot is good. 47-41, Rangel Lady Wolves. And Zanow's going to come down, immediately go to the basket with a 2 of her own from the right-hand side. So 47-43, 3:24 left in the game. And Jensen with the ball, she's going to drive right. Gets it over to Allen in the far corner. Allen passed inside intended for Flores. It's knocked away, ends up in the hands of Zanow. And Flores is going to try to steal that ball away, but I think she gets a little bit of a hand on an arm there. They're going to call a reach. That's her 4th foul of the game. Going to send Zanow down to the other side, to the line. Zanow with 2 points tonight. And this is where free throws and fouls come into play. Both teams either in the bonus or double bonus. And Zanow's first free throw is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds on the rebound. But 3 minutes and 12 seconds left. Anything can happen. And there's going to be actually a foul on the rebound. A push foul on Destiny Cowart. Makes 4 fouls for her. And it's going to send Decker of Rangel to the line. So, like I said, this is where it really comes into play, those fouls, because now Decker's going to get 2 shots at free throws. First one's going to bounce up and over. No good. With several key players racking up several fouls, really opens the door if you're not careful there. Second free throw, they're going to call her over the line. And so that ball is going to immediately go over to the Haynes Lady Blazers. And Larson's going to come in, pass it inside to Swint, and Swint's going to drive down the baseline, or sideline. And looks to come inside, but loses that ball. Makes a shot. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Allen with the rebound. Allen gets it out to Decker, who's going to take it back down the sideline. Gets it over to Jensen in the paint. Jensen puts up for 3. That shot is good. Score is 49-47. And on that inbound, it's going to get knocked out of bounds. It's going to be out of bounds on Rangel. So Haynes will keep that ball. And they're going to send it back to Swinton. Swinton's taking it immediately to the basket over on the left-hand side. Says, I want 2 of my own, and she gets it. 49-45 is the score in favor of the Rangel Lady Wolves. 2:37 left in the game. Long pass is almost tipped off by Swinton, but Decker gets that shot, no good. And Swinton with the rebound. The height is definitely good for her. She puts up a 3 attempt, no good. But Larson with the rebound, she's going to take it out. And she's going to put up a long 2 right on the line. Shot is no good. It's going to be out of bounds on Howard. He's trying to save that ball. And looks like Coach Brittingham is going to call a full timeout. So we'll send it back to Cage and ask for 30 seconds. Score is 49-45 in favor of the Rainbow Lady Wolves. That last few seconds here of this timeout before they come out back onto the court. Here's where we stand. It's 2 minutes, 12 seconds left in the game. Score is 49-45 in favor of the Wrangell Lady Wolves. Haynes having a lead for a good half of the game. Haynes with 13 team fouls in the second half, so puts Wrangell in the double bonus. Wrangell with 18 fouls here in the second half, and putting Haynes in the bonus. Several key players with a lot of fouls, but so far only one player has fouled out, and that is Autumn Gross. Wrangell going to start with the ball, and Haynes putting on a good at least four-person press in the backcourt. But they get the ball inside to Armstrong and gets it across the half-court line over to Decker. Reverses it back to Armstrong, reverses it back to Decker, and now to Allen. Allen at the top of the key with that ball. She's going to hold it over her head for a minute, go in from the right-hand side, getting a lot of pressure from Coward. And she can't make the shot. Swinton with the rebound. And they're going to get it down to Krager. Krager bounces it in, intended for Cowart, but it's stolen away by Allen. Gets that over to Jensen. Jensen's going to reverse around. Nice screen set up by Armstrong so that she can get away from Zanow. And she's going to hold that ball, pull it back a little bit, looking to run some clock. And goes over to the right-hand side, still staying outside the key. Looks to drive in from the baseline, can't get there. So she's going to go back left, up to the top of the key, driving it all around the court, hands it off to Armstrong. Armstrong going to pull inside, passes off to Flores. Flores puts up for two. Her shot is no good, and on the rebound, it's going to go out of bounds. They're going to call that out of bounds on Wrangell, so it'll be Haynes' ball with 1:07 left in this game. Full court press, as expected, and Larson is getting a lot of pressure from Armstrong, bounces it in, intended for Krager. And there's going to be a foul on that. And Coach Brittingham out on the court. Looks like he was calling a timeout. And he's going to call a full timeout. I think there's been a little bit of confusion tonight, at least twice now, where Coach has been trying to call a timeout, maybe has not been seen or heard. So this time he was a good ways in on the court trying to get their attention that he wanted to call a timeout. So then get his players together and get them some last-minute playmaking. 1:07 left in the game. 49-45 is the score in favor of the Wrangell Lady Wolves. They've got that four-point lead. And both teams in the bonus in some capacity, Wrangell in the double bonus, and Haynes in just the regular bonus. But that's the buzzer, and the officials are going to go ahead and tell the teams that they need to come on back out. Both teams now coming back on the court. And at that last minute, didn't know whether there was a foul or a knock out of bounds, but Haynes is going to start with the ball down on the opposite baseline. And getting a lot of pressure, but they get that ball in. Larson in to Krager. Krager's going to bring it down. Not wasting any time trying to come in from the right-hand side. And pass intended for Larson's going to get tipped a bit. End up in the hands of Armstrong. Armstrong's going to try to take it down the sideline. And she's going to be pushed. That foul is going to be on Swinton, her fourth foul of the night. And that's going to send Armstrong to the line. And is definitely not the person that you want to send to the line. She's been doing pretty well shooting free throws tonight. See if I can get you an exact on that. She has been 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. Actually, we'll make that 5 out of 9. May have spoken too soon. Her first free throw is no good. I always tend to jinx players by that. And so she's going to get the ball again. Get a couple good bounces. Second one is good. So 5 out of 10 from the free throw line tonight for her. And 50-45 is the score with 53 seconds left. And Larson's going to come down and go for the basket. And there is a whistle on that. And that foul is going to be on Flores. Nope, sorry, that foul is going to be on Armstrong. Her third foul of the game. And that's going to send Janae Larson to the line. Larson with 5 points tonight. And a 5-point gap to make up here in 52.6 seconds. And her first shot is no good. Couple players thinking that this was a one-on-one, tried to jump in there, but this was in the act of shooting, so she gets two. Second free throw is no good. Howard with the rebound. Howard with a shot, and it's no good. And Swinton with a shot. Her shot is no good, so Howard's going to get that rebound, and second time is a charm for her. She's going to get it up and in. And Rangel with the ball, having a little bit of trouble getting across the half-court line, but they managed to get it there. 50-47 is the score. Rangel ahead by 3 points. 29 seconds on the clock. Jensen looks to come in from the right. There's a whistle on that. Looks like they may have fouled her. And that foul is going to be on Janow. Okay, it looks like originally the official called it on 1-2. She's actually 1-3. So that's going to send Jensen to the line. And her first free throw is good. Bounces, puts it up, and second free throw is good as well. Definitely two needed points here with 27 seconds left in the game. 5 points gives them a little bit more of a comfortable lead, but there's going to be a foul. That's going to be a foul on Jensen. They're going to call it a push, and that's going to be 5 for her, so she'll have to take a seat on the bench, and that's going to send Zan out to the line. And like Jensen's going to take a seat on the bench. Kano going to come in for her. Crowd giving her a lot of applause. Fought hard, had an ankle injury, came back, and still played. And she is now Zanow at the line. And that's 10 team fouls for Rangel. So both teams now in a double bonus. Zanow's first free throw attempt is no good. 23.4 seconds left on the clock. Second free throw attempt. Set it out high, no good. It's going to be Allen with the rebound. And Allen's going to lose that ball out of bounds, but they're going to call it a push. And that's going to be on Howard. And that'll be her fifth foul of the game. So she will take a seat on the bench. And Wayne Yacht coming in for her. And the ball moving down to the other side of the court to Allen. Allen with that free throw, two free throw attempts. She has 4 points on the night. Going to put her first one up and bounces high and bounces wide. Shot is no good. 20.8 seconds on the clock, 52-47. Still for Rangel with that 5-point lead. And Allen looking to make it 6 with her second free throw attempt. Second one is no good. And it's going to be Swinton with the rebound. She's going to bring it down the sideline and then fade back into the middle. Puts up for a 3-point attempt. Beautiful shot. And that three is good. 50-52 is the score. Rangel with a 2-point lead now, having a little bit of trouble getting it off the over the court. And tied up, but the buzzer is going to sound. And a couple players upset, looking for that 5 seconds, couldn't get it across the half-court line. And Coach Brittenham coming out to talk to the officials about that. So not going to call it a final score, 52-50, just yet. I think the officials are talking about, since there were several players with their hands on the ball, that's how it reset. Coach Brittenham not happy at all, but they are going to call that final and official. 52-50 is that final score. Let's take a look at our shooting stats. So for Rangel tonight, shooting 48.5% from the free throw line. Only one attempt from beyond the key, and that was not good, so 0% there. 31.6% from the field, 18 out of 57 shots made. For the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears, they shot 25% from the free throw line. 66.7% from beyond the key. All three attempts by Swinton, and all three or two of the three made. And then 36.8% from the field. 21 out of 57 shots were made there. Scores tonight for the Wrangell Lady Wolves. Top scorer of the night was Amy Jensen with 16 points, followed by Abigail Armstrong with 14 points. Teresa Flores with 8, Helen Decker with 8, Anna Allen with 4, and Kyla Teat with 2 points. They're going to end the night with, looks like, 18 team fouls there. For the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears, top scorer of the night was Kaylee Swinton with 17 points, followed by Destiny Cowart with 10 points. Michaela Krager with 6, Autumn Gross with 6, Zay Larson with 5, Brittany Bradford with 4, and Tulsi Zanow with 2 points. They're going to end the night with 23 team fouls, including one technical. So Haynes and Wrangell going to split the weekend, one team taking one win each, and that will be it for us for this weekend. So hope you've enjoyed listening to this game. Definitely have enjoyed bringing it to you. And this is Alicia Mullen signing off. I'm going to send it back to KHS. Hope you guys have a great weekend.